Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Matapos pansamantalang nahinto ang events business dahil sa COVID-19 pandemic, pinagtuunan ng pansin ng music teacher na si Annabel Regalado Borja ang pagsanay sa mga bata at matanda sa musika. Bagamat dala ng new normal ang mga malaking hamon, lalo na pagdating sa pagpapatakbo ng online music class, pursigido siyang harapin ito para lamang matuto ang kanyang mga estudyante. Aniya, gumigising siya ng may purpose dahil alam niyang may isang bata na naman ang matututo ng mga bagong nota at himig. Kasama natin sa programa, Miss Annabel Regalado Borja. Magandang araw, Miss A, Miss Annabel.
Magandang araw, Claudette, at sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa SBS Radio. Hello, kamusta kayong lahat?
Ayan, Miss A, kumusta ka sa gitna ng COVID-19 pandemic?
Eto, buhay na buhay at kailangan positibo lamang sa panahon natin ngayon, especially in times of pandemic. Very positive and very hopeful that everything will go back to normal.
A little something about yourself muna, Miss A, para mas makilala ka ng ating mga tagapakinig.
Okay, ako po si Annabel Regalado Borja. Ako po ay nakatira sa Wagga Wagga. We're proud to be regional migrants here in Australia. Ako po ay pang ilang taon ko na ba dito sa Australia? I think I'm turning six years in Australia, but my family has been here for 8 years. Hindi pa po ako Australian citizen dahil na-put on hold ang aking Australian citizenship test nitong April because of the pandemic. Ako po ay isang entrepreneur. Okay, aking pong company ay eTalent International. We are an events management company, an artist management company, and we've been sending and mounting events, concerts in different states in Australia and even in UAE, Canada, USA, and where else? In the Philippines, of course. And then on the side, I have this eTalent Music Academy. Before, it was on the side, but because of the pandemic, I am focusing now on this eTalent Music Academy, which is a music school, and we're providing face-to-face and online learning for our students.
Tell me about your music school, Miss A. Ano ba yung tinuturo mo? Paano mo ginagawa? At ilang mga estudyante ba ang meron ka?
Right now, eTalent Music Academy has like 30-plus students combined face-to-face and online students. Okay. Originally, it was just face-to-face, and primarily all my students were just based here in Riverina area. Riverina, which means like Wagga Wagga, in Leeton, in Griffith. So, may mga estudyante akong bumabiyahe 1.5 hours to 2.5 hours away just to go here during weekends for classes. But since, because of the pandemic, which paved the way, kaya hindi naman sa thankful, but you see a lot of opportunities also with this pandemic na naging open ang online learning. So we do it on Zoom or we do it on Skype depending on what's convenient for the students. So ganun ang ginagawa naming learning. And I personally teach voice and piano. But we also offer Yuki. We offer songwriting. I also teach the songwriting and stage performance management. I have drums. Okay, my husband Rolando is also doing Yuki and bass guitar. And the drummer of Bamboo, who happens to be part of our team also, Junjun Regalado, is teaching drums. And I just got a new teacher from Singapore. He's also a voice and piano teacher. Para kasi because of the time difference, I have to hire other teachers na pareho sa time zone ng mga estudyante.
Okay, so kalat-kalat yung mga estudyante, hindi lang sila mga nandito sa Australia.
Yes, Claudette, because surprisingly, we got students from different states in Australia. We have from Darwin, we have from of course here in Riverina area or New South Wales area, and then we have Philippine students, we have Chicago students. So on time zone, baliktad.
Yes.
So we have classes as early as 9 o'clock in the morning just to accommodate our US students, and we also have a student from Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. So that's after gabi naman dito, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock na ng gabi dito. So that it caters to their time zone in Riyadh.
Oh, wow. Ano yung mga challenges ng online music school, Miss A?
Challenges. Well, there are advantages and disadvantages. Mm. Siguro I'll start with the advantages. Mm-hmm. The advantages is, syempre, it's music lessons on demand. Meaning when we say on demand, anytime, anywhere, you want it.
Yeah.
So kapag kuwari, sabihin nila na, I'm available this time, okay, it's okay because it's online anyway. Mm. Okay, then kahit nasa restaurant ka, nasa bahay ka, nasa kwarto ka, nasa sala ka,
yes,
you can learn music mm-hmm. anywhere you want it. The disadvantages, of course, we're doing it online. Wala yung personal touch, mm. diba? Especially me as a teacher, I find it a little difficult. But of course, kaya natin gawa ng paraan. Especially when it comes to teaching piano. Mm. Dahil ang piano, it entails, of course, hands-on,
yes,
diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung arcing of the hands of the students. You have to show it talagang very hands-on sa kanila. But what I do is I do an extra mile in coming up with video supplements for them.
Mm.
So parang on top of the hourly lessons, per hour lesson, I send them video exercises, which I customize per student so that it helps their learning.
Based mm-hmm. on your feedback, Miss A, natututo ba sila kahit na online? Kasi sa isang interview mm-hmm. kanina, sabi niya nahihirapan siya sa online kasi nga walang face-to-face.
For my students, I also kasi encourage them blended learning.
Okay.
So like yung mga students na malapit lang dito sa amin, which is like 1.5 or 2.5 hours away, they also prefer blended. Meaning we combine face-to-face like once a month or twice a month,
yes,
and then the rest are online. But for those students, for instance, sa Riyadh, diba? Or sa Philippines, or
yes,
or sa US, dami na talaga, we cannot afford face-to-face. So we were stuck to do really online learning. Actually, hindi, sa akin naman, hindi siya mahirap dahil constant yung communication and constant yung one, maganda internet connection natin.
Yes.
Well, sometimes, well, yung estudyante ko naman sa Philippines, good thing, maganda naman yung internet connection nila.
Mm.
So, wala pa naman ako nagiging problem in terms of internet connection. Second, there's like compliment, we give supplement videos to them.
Mm.
And I ask them to, kasi singing yan eh, diba? So, parang right after the session, I encourage the help of the parents too and the students to actively record themselves and send it over to me.
Yeah. Kuwari,
kakanta ka, papadala mo sa akin, and then I will comment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, kuwari, meron akong vocal warm-up exercises, I send it in advance. Okay? And then, they do it at home, video themselves, and then give it back to me so I can assess.
Ah.
So, ganun na nangyari, even for piano.
Sa online music school, parang mas doble yung effort mo.
Yes,
diba?
Yes, exactly. Compared to a face-to-face.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's the call of the times. We have to adjust. We have to adapt fast to the changing environment and to the new normal.
I can really say na may dedication and passion dyan.
Yes.
Yes. You also persist in teaching music to students kahit na online. At syempre, as you mentioned, mahirap nga. Bakit mo ito ginagawa, Miss A?
Well, one, it has been my passion. Even with my events company, eTalent International. The passion is really to bring out the best in people, especially their musical skills or their musical talent. I came from a family of musicians, the Regalados, back in the Philippines. And it's like a legacy for me now that I'm doing. It's giving back. So whatever I have done for myself, whatever my family has given to me, the background I had for 13 years in ABS-CBN,
yep,
being in theater, being in the recording business, being into songwriting, singing, theater, and everything. So it's a holistic development that I want to share now with others.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, yes, it's a business, but more of a passion and more of something that you want to share. It's what makes me move or
yes,
what makes me inspired,
yeah,
and wake up every day na alam mong meron kang natuturuan or may isang batang nagsimula na hindi marunong humawak ng piano, then makikita mo na yung development. So that's why I always encourage them also that we do online recitals through FB Live. So that's something that we're doing in exchange for the events, for the live concerts. I make now concerts for my students. for their online recital.
How do you organize the whole recital online?
So we have all the equipment in place. We bought some lighting equipment. Uh-oh. So we put all those people that who can't afford to go to our home studio,
yes,
because we do it in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be equipped with all the, you know, lighting, the
mm-hmm.
sounds, and then we have the switcher. We have all the applications to make it appear like a real show.
Yes.
You know, you have to prepare also their pieces,
mm-hmm.
yung mga pieces nila for recitals, yung kanila idadamit. Parang nagmi-mini show, but
uh-oh.
Online nga lang.
Uh-oh.
We do the invites. I ask them to do video invite, like what we do for celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
We do posters for them. So they experience at an early age, this is how a digital concert really looks like.
Wow.
How it is being marketed. And then we put them on YouTube.
Wow, that's beautiful. At nakailang recital na po kayo?
I think this is our 11th. Since May.
Talagang gumigising ka ng may purpose, Miss A.
Yes.
That's good.
And,
Miss A, finally, why do you think mahalaga or it's important to engage children, not only children, even adults in music?
Okay. I had this research back then when we made a CD for kids. It was for a project with Chris Aquino and Baby James back in the Philippines. And based on that research, there are really proven facts. There's a scientific approach to it, that music really helps in enhancing the brain development of people. Well, that's among kids, okay?
Mm.
Because it helps on the thinking, cohesion of thinking.
Mm.
And sa adults naman, it helps in self-expression, okay?
Yes.
Like, for instance, in this time of pandemic, syempre may lockdown tayo, or we're not used to this new environment we're in now, na ang daming restrictions. Ang dami rin nare-restrict sa mga pakiramdam natin,
yes,
sa utak natin.
Mm-hmm.
And one way of making it normal is by expressing it through an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And music is one of the best outlets that a person can easily do.
Yes.
You know, by humming, by creating some beats. That's already music. By doing poems that you convert into like a song,
mm-hmm.
that becomes now a songwriting thing. It's an expression. So it helps us ease the pain, whatever pain we're undergoing. It helps in promoting good mental health. And you can also do it alongside with your friends.
Mm.
Like, we create bands here also in Wago. We have the Wago Fellow Band. And we gather them together because it's self-expression, creative expression among kids.
And very encouraging words from Miss Annabel Regalado Borja. Maraming salamat.
Thank you. Maraming salamat also, Claudette.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.